KJAN Sports.
It is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Henson. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, taking a look at boys and girls basketball scores from Friday night. Just a few games locally to report to you this morning. In boys hoops, it was Cam over Woodbine, 69-53. Coon Rapids Bear downing West Harrison, 55-33. Kemper Catholic was an 85-51 winner over Newell Fonda in boys hoops. Also, Sioux Center beat Inwood West Lions, 76-60. South Central Calhoun was a 65-62 winner over Odebolt Arthur BCIG, and Arweva down Glenn Ralston 62-42. The Heartland Christian versus Essex game in both boys and girls basketball was postponed to January 11th. In girls' hoops, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison, 42-27. Boyer Valley beating Peyton Jourdan, 65-36. Glenn Ralston was a 60-42 winner over Arweva. Newell Fonda beat Carroll Kemper Catholic in overtime, 78-76 in girls' hoops. Sioux Center beat Inwood West Lion, 57-46. And it was South Central Calhoun over Odebolt Arthur BCIG, 49-31. In college basketball, men's hoops, Isaiah Moss and Mache Daly each scored 16 points as Iowa pulled away for an 80-73 win over Colorado at the Sanford Pentagon on Friday. The Hawkeyes trailed 51-48 with under 12 minutes to play, but Cordell Pemsel converted a key bucket, and Daly knocked down a go-ahead three-pointer, one of only three converted in the game for Iowa, to put the Hawkeyes in front for good with 53-51 the score with 10 minutes and 35 seconds left. Now, the win marks four straight for Iowa after starting the season with six losses in the first 10 games. Jordan Bohannon added 13 points, while Nicholas Byron, Tyler Cook, added 12 points, with Pemsel adding 10. Iowa controlled the glass for the entire game, finishing with a 43-31 edge. The Hawks also took advantage of a big edge at the free throw line, converting 25 of 36 attempts, while Colorado was held 9 of 17 at the line. The Hawkeyes are now 8-0 in games in which they've scored at least 80 points, and Iowa hit the magic number despite a rough shooting night from the outside, but tough effort inside from the likes of Moss and Cook helped to do the job. The Hawkeyes return home to play Northern Illinois December 29th to close out the non-conference slate. In top 25 college basketball, ninth-ranked Xavier notched its seventh straight win as J.P. Makura scored 15 points and a 77-67 victory at Northern Iowa. The Panthers will next host Southern Illinois on December 28th. Top-ranked Villanova and number 3 Arizona State are both 12-0 following lopsided wins on Friday. Mikhail Bridges scored 20 points and Omari Spellman had 19 as the Wildcats whipped Hofstra 95-71. Villanova shot 51% in building a 52-31 halftime lead. Shannon Evans II poured in 21 points, and the Arizona Sun Devils extended the best start in team history by blasting the Tigers 104-65 in top 25 action. Landry Shamat bailed out his cold-shooting teammates by scoring 23 points to lead the 11th-ranked Wichita past Florida Gulf Coast 75-65. Kyle Guy had 15 points, and number 13 Virginia allowed just 21% shooting in the second half in an 82-48 romp over Hampton. DeAndre Hunter had 14 points and Ty Jerome added 10 as the 11-1 Cavaliers completed their non-conference schedule. Alex Robinson scored a career-high 23 points and 15th-ranked TCU set a school record with its nation-leading 17th consecutive win by beating William & Mary 86-75. Also in the top 25, number 17 Oklahoma crushed Northwestern 104-78. Behind Trey Young's 31 points and 12 assists, Christian James matched a career high with 19 points in the Sooners' eighth straight win since their lone loss of the season. Zach Smith scored 16 points, and number 21 Texas Tech picked up its fifth straight win, by stifling Abilene Christian's 74-47. The Red Raiders extended their non-conference home winning streak to 38 games. In college basketball news, UCLA has extended the suspensions of freshman basketball players Jalen Hill and Cody Riley through the end of the season. That's as a result of their admitted shoplifting during the team's trip to China in November. However, they can begin participating in practices and team meetings beginning January or December 26th, that is. In the NBA, James Harden is finding out that 51 is not his lucky number. Harden has scored 51 points in back-to-back games, but the Rockets have lost both since a 14-game winning streak. Austin Rivers hit 6 three-pointers while scoring a career-high 36 points to send the Clippers past the Rockets 128-118 in Houston. Former Rocket Lou Williams nailed 4 threes in the fourth quarter and finished with 32 points off the bench. L.A. trailed by 15 points in the first half and surrendered 30 to Harden before intermission. Harden fouled out and received a technical for arguing about the final foul. Houston played without its former Clipper Chris Paul, who was nursing a groin injury. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Warriors stretched their winning streak to 11 straight by outlasting the Lakers 113-106. The Milwaukee Bucks had a 109-104 comeback win against Charlotte. Andre Drummond contributed 18 points and 15 boards as the Pistons won for the fourth time in five games. Since a seven-game skid, that was a 104-101 win over the Knicks. Also, the Thunder pulled out a 120-117 win over the Hawks on Russell Westbrook's three-pointer with just 1.7 seconds to play. The Nets ended a four-game slide as Rondé Hollis-Jefferson had 21 points and 11 rebounds to lead a 119-84 rout of the Wizards. Nikola Jokic scored 27 points, and the Nuggets won for the first time in Portland since 2013, beating the Trailblazers 102-85. DeMarcus Cousins was one of three Pelicans to score at least 20 points, as he delivered 26 with 11 rebounds and 6 assists in a 111-97 win at Orlando. And finally, in the NBA, Wayne Ellington tied a career high with 28 points, and the Heat never trailed in their 113-101 win over the Mavericks. In college football news, Wyoming and Ohio rolled to easy victory in the bowl games on Friday. Josh Allen was 11 of 19 for 154 yards and three touchdowns in his final game to lead Wyoming's 37-14 win over Central Michigan in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Allen was named the game MVP before announcing he was giving up his final season of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. The Chippewas had won five straight before setting a bowl game record with eight turnovers. Dorian Brown rushed for a career-high 152 yards and four touchdowns on just 12 carries to lead Ohio to a 41-6 rout of UAB in the Bahamas Bowl. Brown scored on runs of 74, 9, 25, and 14 yards, two in the second quarter, two in the third. Nathan Rourke had a pair of TD passes for the Bobcats, who set a school record with 467 points scored this season. And finally, Texas has suspended receiver Little Jordan Humphrey, running back Toniel Carter, and tight end Garrett Gray for this coming Wednesday's Texas Bowl against Missouri in Houston. That was for an unspecified violation of team rules. Humphrey ranked second on the team in receptions with 37 for 431 yards, and Carter gained 252 yards rushing with a 4.8-yard average. That's a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.